Penrod sat the colt easily, and let him work himself into a lather, as he whipped from side to side with long elastic jumps, then stood on his hind legs and pawed at the sky. When the colt lost his balance and toppled backwards, the watching Agajeers shouted, and Alnur beat on his leather shield with his scabbard. But Penrod jumped clear, still holding the long rein. With a convulsive heave, the colt came up again on all four legs, and before he could break away, Penrod sprang lightly onto his bare back. The colt stood on planted hooves and shivered with outrage and frustration at being unable to rid himself of the unfamiliar weight. "Open the gates!" Penrod shouted to the captain of the city guard, then lashed the colt across the shoulder with the end of the reins. He sprang into startled flight, and Penrod turned him towards the open gates. They flew through and out into the lane, scattering chickens, dogs, and children, skirted the souk, then ran out into the open country, still at full gallop. Almost an hour later, horse and rider returned. Penrod walked the colt around the courtyard, turning him left and right, halting him, making him back up and stand at last. He threw one leg over his neck and dropped to the ground, stood at the colt's head and stroked his sweat-drenched neck. "What think you, Abadan Rigi?" Osman Atalan called down from the terrace. "Is this a horse fit for an Agajir?" "He is strong and swift, and he learns quickly," Penrod responded. "Then he is my gift to you," said the caliph. Penrod was astonished at this mark of approval. It enhanced his status yet again. He lacked only a sword to be counted a full warrior of the Bajor. He clenched his right fist and held it to his heart in a gesture of respect and gratitude. "I am not worthy of such liberality. I shall name him Atta Min Caliph, the gift of the caliph." The following day, Penrod loaded his ivory tusk onto one of the pack horses and carried it down to the souk. For an hour he sat drinking coffee and haggling with a trader from Suakin. In the end he sold the tusk for 250 Maria Theresa dollars. When he had entered the souk, he had passed a stall of a fat Persian. In pride of place, among the merchant's wares, a sword was laid out on a sheepskin fleece. Now Penrod came back to him. He examined all his other stock, showing particular interest in a matched necklace and earrings of polished amber, and avoided glancing at the sword. He haggled the price of the amber jewellery and drank so many more cups of coffee that his bladder ached. In the end, he struck a bargain at 3 Maria Theresa's for the necklace. He bid the Persian farewell and was leaving his store when his eye fell at last upon the sword. The Persian smiled. He had known all along where Penrod's true interest lay. The slim curved blade was of the finest Damascus steel, unembellished by gold engravings and inscriptions, for the graceful wavy patterns in the metal, caused by the strip forgings, were sufficient ornamentation. This was not a pretty bauble, but a true killing blade. With the bright edge, Penrod shaved a patch of hair off his forearm, then flicked his wrist. The steel sang like a crystal glass. It cost him 75 Maria Theresas, the equivalent price of 2 pretty Gala slave girls. 3 days later, Osman Atalan held an audience in the great tent that had been set up at the edge of the city. Penrod waited his turn among the supplicants that knelt before the caliph. "What more do you require of me, Abadan Rigi?" Osman asked, and his tone was sharp and brittle as flint. "I beg the mighty and noble Atalan to accept the gift of one he has honoured with his benevolence." He placed the roll of sheepskin at Osman's feet. Osman unwrapped it and smiled when he saw the lovely weapon. "This is a fine gift, and one that I accept with pleasure." He handed the sword back to Penrod. "Carry it for me. If you must use it wisely." Between them they had reached a compromise. The slave was still a slave, but accoutred like a warrior.